Hey everyone, this is Jordan from SleekLens.com and welcome to the August 2020 edition of the podcast where we talk about the Raw Edit Contest winners. And if you would just excuse me, I'm not feeling too well, so I might actually keep this one very short and just quickly talk about the photos because I just have not been feeling that well. So what we're going to do real quick is talk about the photos, the two honorable mentions that we have, and the first, second, and third place winners, like always. And I have a little bit of a change up when it comes to next month's contest, so September's contest. It's going to be very different from what we have been doing. So let's go ahead and get into the winners so we can kind of talk about that. So the first honorable mention that we have is from an Al Hall. And I really like the edit that they did. It was, that he did. He was, really, it looked like really selective about certain parts of the image. And it was just an overall clean edit. I liked that it didn't do a whole lot of manipulation to it. It was just more of a basic clean edit, but the colors, the nice yellows and blues, looks like, you know, he really brought those out. So it looks really cool. I love crazy edits. Like most everybody does. I like being able to, you know, see what you can do to an image, but, clean edits are just as nice too. So, thank you for participating, Al. I really appreciate it. Let's see. The next one, is from, Bruce Russell. Bruce, did another fantastic edit. It looks like he took, you know, a version of Al's and just went more intensified. It just, again, it's a clean edit. There's not a whole lot going on with it as far as crazy manipulations go. But it's a very, very good edit and the colors are just way, way intense. It kind of takes on a little bit of a life of its own if you compare it to the initial one, because it's really making those oranges and yellows really stand out. And it either looks like it's a crazy, crazy sunset or something actually is going crazy wrong with the volcano and the image. So, really, really good edit there, Bruce. Appreciate that. So those are the two honorable mentions. And now we're going to talk about the, first, second, and third place winners. So the third place winner, is Pat Cortez. This one again is kind of compared to some of the other, compared to the second, third, second, first place is, you know, kind of on the simpler side. Very subtle addition of lightning going on. And obviously when you have, you know, crazy volcano weather and stuff like that, you're going to see some elements that are formed in the clouds, and around there just because it's kind of its own atmosphere going on. And, the little subtle addition of lightning was fantastic. I really, really like that. I mean, it's, you know, right at the top there. It's not like it's in your face, but it's very, very good. So, Pat, I really appreciate that edit. It was very, very nice. So the second place winner is from a well-known guy. He kind of does sort of the same edits that we see throughout, the same types of edits, but it's from Alvin Heron, and I don't have it right in front of me, but I think he titled it, you know, Prehistoric Times or something like that. And so he threw, you know, the dinosaur in there, the cave guy, got, you know, rocks flying everywhere. It kind of looks like prehistoric mixed with a little bit of Game of Thrones or something. But yeah, the rocks are flying all over the place. There was a sky replacement there. I just like the concept of it. That was really good. But one thing that I saw that he did that other people didn't do, which actually works out very well, and I didn't think of it, was he actually added a foreground, a ground, a field in the front there. So you basically just add it on to the photo, add it on to the bottom of the photo. And it you know, works out pretty good. The perspective is great for it. The leveling is great for it. So, that was really kind of fun. And I just like the overall concept of it. It's really, really fun. So, thank you, Alvin. I really appreciate that. And so the first place winner is from Ken Martin. Ken, again, kind of went really intense with this and did a sky replacement as well. And now that I'm kind of switching back and forth, one thing I will, let me hop back down to Alvin's photo, is he added the kind of volcano peak to his image, and that doesn't exist in the raw image. So when you did the sky replacement, he added the peak there. If you were to look at the sky replacement in Ken's photo, he did, he kind of removed the peak or didn't add on a peak, and it's just kind of like the leveling off. So, that really makes it look like, you know, the volcano crater at the top. And he added the lightning that's kind of shooting directly in the center. It would so be cool to get a photo like that, and timing it perfectly like that. This would be so great. And just really intensify the colors. I don't know. I this one was really kind of fun, really intense. And overall just a really, really great photo. Ken, I appreciate you entering as always, and, you are the first place winner. So, if you would like, you can send me an email at jordan@sleeklens.com. And we will get you your $50 gift card sent over to you. Again, thank you for everybody. Let's just run through the names real quick again. So Al Hall, Bruce Russell, Pat Cortez, Alvin Heron, and again, Ken Martin. Thank you guys for participating as always in the contest. Now just a quick side note, before we move into what we're doing for next month's contest, September's contest. So, if you have been following a little bit of social media posts that we've been putting out, we're actually recording a compositing course, and this sort of goes along with some of the landscapes that we're doing, especially some of those who go really intense with some of these composites, in these photos. We're actually doing a compositing course that is specific for landscape photography. So it's ways of adding in stuff to your photos. You know, not faking anything, but technically you are, but you know, it's really talking about the kind of special effects that you might want to add to your photos, or maybe some simple additions. Again, like I talked about with Pat Cortez, I mean, his was just a simple addition at the very top of the photo. So we're going to show how to do stuff like that. And to help with that, we would like if any of you guys out there, any of you photographers out there, could send in your images, raw images or unedited JPEGs would be great. Raw images again would be fantastic, but we'll take what we can get. But sending in those images for us, and we can use them in our course, and we will obviously give you attribution so you can, say that you kind of participated. And, it's just a cool way of just involving the community. I received a number of images from Alvin Heron, so he sent me some. And so, you know, if anybody else has images, we welcome all the images. If, you know, if we don't use them, we'll let you know, that sort of thing. But yeah, I just wanted to throw it out there to you guys who are listening. So you guys can, you know, if you want to participate, you certainly can, and we would love to have you there. So now let's talk about the contest for September. Like I mentioned in the very beginning of this podcast, I have not been feeling that well, but what we kind of decided is, since this is kind of getting closer to the end of the year, and I know 2020 has been somewhat crazy, why don't we do a best of 2020 so far contest? So what I mean by that is I'm not going to give a raw file out there. I'm not going to, you know, give any stipulations, but post your best image. Post your best image so far that you've taken and edited so far for 2020. You know, we're doing it on the honor system. I could check EXIF data if I wanted to, but, you know, on the honor system, make sure it was taken in 2020 And so, you know, put out the best photo that you've taken so far, and we're going to kind of judge on that. And it's just another different way of doing the contest. So it'll probably only be for this month, and maybe we might do another one later on. But this would be a good way of kind of kind of seeing what how you guys photograph stuff. You know, it's not just all about editing. It's also about, you know, the process of actually getting the picture in the first place. So I'm going to post that again on the Sleek Lens Members Club page and a place where you can post your images. So we would really love to see those images and look forward to that. So thank you guys for joining me in the podcast. I really appreciate you guys coming back each and every month. And hopefully we'll see you again next time.